The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to another afternoon here on Tuesday afternoon at WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace, my show, William Wallace for America. Today is going to be, if you guys have a comment or a question that you would like to call in about, our number is 504-556-9696 on WGSO 990 AM studios today. You know, having one of those days where I kind of look around sometimes and something just feels amiss, if you will. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but then sometimes you're driving down the street and you see potholes, street lights not working right, and you got to wonder sometimes what our tax dollars are being used for. And you got to wonder sometimes, what do I miss city service-wise that my tax dollars should be paying for? Even better yet, you look around on things that aren't just right, and you got to kind of wonder how much it throws your own day off. Then when you get into just daily services, and you look around, and you look at how inefficient things are sometimes, and you wonder, what are my tax dollars actually paying for? What are they actually doing for me? Because when you really think about it, I wonder the same thing. And I'm just not talking about New Orleans. I'm certainly not going to talk bad about Jefferson Parish. But just all over the country in general, you got to wonder, what are tax dollars paying for anymore these days? I mean, we know one thing. They're going to pay for our national debt. Or are they?
I mean, you think about it. Are they actually, they're not paying, we know they're not paying for our national debt. We got to wonder, they're borrowing money like crazy, not just on a federal level, but on a state level. We look at what, how much we're paying in taxes and how little we're getting. And, you know, I started the show out and I said, what's missing? Something's not right. What's going on with our tax dollars? And what I mean by that is the services that we're getting are not what we're equal we're putting out. The services that we're getting aren't equal to the inefficiency that we're getting or that we're receiving or we're feeling. So when I said something's amiss today, when I started the show out, I thought about, as I go through my day, driving down a road, having a detour, sometimes it's progress, sometimes it's just inefficiencies. You go to apply for a permit to get, I don't know, to get, you know, you want to put a shed up on your backyard, but then you find that you've got to jump through all the hoops to be able to fit your project into the city's planning. I understand it's about being neighborly, and I understand it's about, you know, the city doesn't want you to build, you know, you're in a subdivision, and the city doesn't want you to build a, you know, 10-story high-rise shed renting out to a bunch of people. I get all of that. But there's so many inefficiencies that we experience in our own lives, yet we're paying the tax dollars. And then I look at what our politicians are spending. And I don't mean as much on a local level. There is some of that. Don't get me wrong. But when I look at what the city and the elected officials are spending their money on a local level, but particularly on a federal level, and I look at how little we're getting back, and I look at where it's going, and I could go in a lot of different directions from here, of course, but think about this. There's a lot of local elected officials. And let me just pick on New Orleans a little bit. I don't want to pick on Jefferson Parish too much, because Jefferson Parish overall, I feel pretty good that I'm getting my money's worth. You know, yeah, we could poke fun. We could always find something to complain about. But the reality is, yeah, it's a little bit better there. However, I do want to point out that a lot of those guys get cars paid for. Their insurance is paid for. And I understand it's a perk. And understand that they have to, you know, that a lot of them are doing official business. But let's talk about city of New Orleans, for instance. And even though I don't live in New Orleans, you're still kind of, it's still a part of you for many reasons. But for one big reason, that it at one time was the economic generator for this area, for this region. And Jefferson Parish exists primarily because it was the growth of New Orleans. It was the expansion of opportunity. It was the expansion of people wanting to have a little bit more than they were getting in the city limits. And so then, of course, it creates another city. But think about that in New Orleans for a second. Crime is on the rise. We've got tons of potholes, and we can talk about that all day long, but we've got almost as much artwork now being paid for by your tax dollars as we do potholes. It's everywhere. It looks like Dr. Seuss book when you're riding down Poydras Street. Yet we can't maintain basic city services here. But New Orleans is a microcosm. It's also about our federal level. There are, and we'll divulge this in the show. I got some callers and some other things to talk about during the show based on this. But you look at how much money is being spent overseas, how much of our tax dollars, and it's crazy if you think about it. We don't even think about it. Oh, we get in our car, we go to work, we get our Amazon packages, we don't think about this. And yes, you'll hear on the radio from time to time. Yes, you'll hear me harp on it. Do I get tired of talking about it? Absolutely. But the fact is, not enough people are listening. Not enough people are going to feel, not enough people are going to hear it, feel it, or know it until it hits home. And I hate to say this, but I feel it's coming home soon. We're almost $32 trillion in debt. And if you look at how much money they've sent to the Ukraine, agree or not, or disagree, how much foreign aid they send overseas, how much in debt they're putting Americans with the national debt. And don't think that's not your debt, that's our debt. We're going to be having to pay for it. The reason why they're getting 87,000 new IRS agents is because they realize, and the government realizes, it's in trouble. And nobody's talking about this. Everybody's complaining about 87,000 IRS agents, but guess what? I believe it's because the government knows it's in trouble. And it's got to have some collection agency. It's got to do some collection in order to be able to get ready for when all that debt comes due. We're going to talk about more of what we're missing with our tax dollars here on William Wallace for America.
clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America. So as you can see, not only did I start the show feeling a mist, but I've kind of felt like that a little bit today. And for a while, some of it is personal, being just out of sync from the holiday, I guess. A lot of it, as I kind of looked at my notes and just kind of went through my day, I just kept thinking this thought kept coming to my head about where our money's going, where our tax dollars going, and as I watch the national debt grow and you hear about all the money go out of the country. A lot of it is granted what they're printing. I mean, it's all fiat money. It's all just it's a shell game. They're all just they're printing money and sending it overseas, and then making us, you know, basically we're signing the debt for it. But when everybody was complaining about the IRS agent, the 87,000 IRS agents, and you know that were coming after us, I look at it differently. I think the government realizes that they have to start expanding their collection efforts. And if you remember the old joke that Margaret Thatcher said, you know, that when they run out, you know, getting money from the rich or running, I forget how the exact quote goes, but basically when they run out of money from the rich, or when the rich run out of money, or they can't tax the rich anymore, then they're going to go after the next rich people, which are the middle class. And that's what this is about. While there are multi-billionaires. And there's like tons of billionaires now. They've learned how to keep their money. And their assets are hard assets. They're in buildings and things. And it's this show's too short for me to try to go through it. But the reality is, they don't even have the money to pay off what's coming down the pipe. They, as many billions of dollars as they have, think about this. How many billionaires are there in America? They sent, what, $50 billion to Ukraine just in the last spending bill? When you look at what the government spends, it's in the multiple billions of dollars. We don't have that many billionaires in America just to pay those spending bills, let alone the daily price tag of Medicaid and Medicare and look, our Social Security has been bankrupt forever. I mean, that's just a big old Ponzi scheme. There's not enough money, and I think the government realizes that we can't keep printing it. Oh, they think we can, and they will, but I think that even they realize to some extent that, like a business, for instance, they don't think like a business, but like a business realizes, a business can borrow money, and it's going to be Friday rich. It's going to be able to pay its bills. It borrows money. It's going to be pay some bills and do some nice things and buy some stuff and carry on to the next month. But the reality is, if it's not bringing any fresh money, it's not going to be able to exist much longer. That's making a small analogy of what's going on in the government, but it's basically that they're not able to keep, they know that they can keep printing and printing and printing and spending and spending and spending, but eventually they have to have a new source of money coming in, or the Federal Reserve is not going to be able to print it, because it's going to, when it collapses, it's going to hurt the printing machines also. We're going to take our first caller, Matthew and Metairie. Matthew, how are you doing today? Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Good thing you knew to take your headset off. I can tell.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, I'm still struggling to find a decent Bluetooth headset that I can use while in this car. This car is so dang loud that the microphone picks up everything.
There you go. So what's on your mind today, Matthew?
You're talking about the money and the amount of money that we're spending, and we're spending it all over the world. We're sending it to Ukraine for them to fight off the evil Russians, et cetera, ad infinitum. And we're paying for it now. This is the result of printing all of that money is the inflation we are experiencing now. This is something that, you know, we're going through right now. And as far as collecting future money to pay any of this down, I think you're being optimistic and you're assuming good intentions on the charge the behalf of Hitler, or can I call him Alzheimer's Adolf? Basically, they're coming after the middle class, not because they think that we have these stashes of gold bars hidden away. $2 they can squeeze from us, and then they'll just guarantee our paychecks. The main purpose is to financially disarm what they view to be the populist wing of the Republican Party. In other words, all those people who are showing up for Trump rallies, make it so that they can't even afford gasoline to go to a Trump rally, let alone make a campaign contribution to anybody.
You know, Matthew, I'm going to agree on some levels with you, but disagree. Not really disagree, but I'm going to use and stay on the phone with me here because, like I said, sometimes you get some really good stuff with you. But what I agree with you that maybe they realize they cannot get as much money out of us as they need or would like to. But you're right. Some of it's just a fear tactic. Some of it is, look, don't get me wrong. I'm a hang my hat on that I believe that they're upping their collection efforts to get every little bit of dollar they can. Because remember, they get to hire these employees that are being paid not by anything that they bring in necessarily, but by money they print or money that they bring in from us to pay for that overhead. And that's a very overgeneralized way of putting it. But you are right that some of this is to scare the daylights out of us. Because I think when the average American realizes how much control the government has, some people are going to be like, you know what? I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 50, I'm whatever. It's not worth me fighting the government over. I'm just going to shut up. I'll just take their fake elections. I'll go pretend to vote. I'll take my Medicare, my Medicaid. I'll take whatever. And I'm just shut up. You are right. Some of it, I think, Matthew, it was a good idea that you sparked. Some of it is just a fear tactic. What would you say about that?
Yeah, it is largely a fear tactic. Some heavily armed agents show up at your door. Most people react with compliance. The ATF is doing that right now, going and visiting people who bought binary triggers, who bought, I think they're doing arm braces yet, but various accessories to make it easier to fire pistols. And they're saying, hey, can we look at your guns? The answer to the question when they show up and ask you that is, hey, do you have a warrant? Because if they don't, you can call your local sheriff's department and they can escort the ATF agent off your lawn. But will they?
Because here's the other thing, Matthew,
there was a sheriff's department that actually tased a guy from the ATF.
I like that.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. That's the other thing, Matt, is that we would like to think that, well, that's the wrong way to say this. I would like to think when you look at people who work for the FBI or the ATF or wherever, and you go, that guy's just a regular person like me. They live in a little house. They got a little family. They send their kids to whatever school. You would like to think that they're not going to really take that. They're going to believe in the Constitution. They're not going to try to take your guns away. They're not going to try to force you into submission. They're not going to show up as an IRS agent one day and say, "Hey, you know, we want your last 4 years or last 10 years of tax returns, a list of all your guns, and you've got to sign. And we're going to come visit your house." So you got to sign this form to let us know where the guns are, because when we, of course, some of this I'm just taking, you know, pulling out of my rear, or my ears rather, but I don't give any, I'm not going to suggest that the government is going to accept any limits on their power, on where they can go as they increase their, how should we say, their employees in the collection process. That tells me they're getting a little bit desperate, and they will use this for scare tactics. But where I was going before a minute ago is I would like to think that all these are just regular Americans, but I think once somebody gets a government job, this is where I was going with this, Matthew, once they get a government job, it's the same with the FBI agents that raided Mar-a-Lago. They got a vacation. They got a pension coming to them. They've got, you know, days off. They got sick leave. They got health insurance. They don't want to give that up. Matthew, we're going to bring this back up after. Matthew, we got a break. Hang on, Matthew. I'm bringing you back on after the break here on WGSO 990 AM.
products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State Representative Jason Hughes of New Orleans continues to call for leadership changes at the Department of Children and Family Services, despite the agency announcing changes in policy and a push to increase staff.
DCFS announced the changes in response to the fentanyl overdose death of a 2-year-old Baton Rouge child. Walters admits they should have been more proactive after getting multiple calls from hospital staff about possible substance abuse of the toddler. The worker in charge of the case has been suspended while a supervisor has resigned. But Hughes says that's not enough.
We need a new vision, new direction, new leadership at DCFS.
Hughes says there's a morale problem among DCFS workers, while Walter says hiring caseworkers would help. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The State Department of Health confirms one human case of the potentially fatal West Nile disease in the Acadiana region, the first one in that area since 2018. So far this year, 14 cases of the neuroinvasive viral disease have turned up statewide. Two people have died. This is news from LRN.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked fork tender brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this Labor Day weekend. Beef is packed with protein, and with 29 cuts of lean beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Labor Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Agriculture is big business in our state. $11 billion a year for Louisiana's economy. When other businesses had to shut their doors, our essential Louisiana farmers and ranchers continue to provide each of us with the food and fiber we need to survive. That's why I'm a proud member of the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, everybody, I'm back. William Wallace for America here at WGSO 990 AM with Matthew in Metairie. Or Matthew, who lives in Metairie but works someplace else, who's traveling to Metairie right now. So you're Matthew, yeah. Matthew in the causeway right now, right?
No, actually, I'm on Highway 90.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they closed down the location in Covington and consolidated everything to two locations, one in New Iberia and one in Houma.
Okay.
So now I'm on my way home from Houma.
So we're talking about the IRS agents, and that's even though, look, even I get tired of hearing about it, but that's why when I listen to stuff like that, I try to think of what else. Like what else is around this? And everybody focuses on IRS agents that the government's paying for, where I took it and said, well, what else does this mean? And that's when the light bulb went off and go, oh, it's because they're desperate to raise as much money as they can get out of everybody. Because like Margaret Thatcher said, the rich eventually run out of money or they're going to move their money.
Well, the exact quote from Margaret Thatcher is, socialism is a great idea until you run out of other people's money to pay for it.
There you go. And so, I think that the government realized that they need another stream of income. You know, they're going to, and then once people feel subjugated, if that's the right word, that now they're threatened by IRS agents to hand over their money, but they need that same government to get their health insurance. People don't realize that the opportunity cost of your freedom, your liberty, your high taxes, that opportunity cost is giving you health insurance and what the government decides that you can get or take from you, if you will. It's a symbiotic relationship. Not symbiotic. What's it called when you... Up there you go. You're reading my mind, Matthew. Great job. And so... It's a parasitic relationship.
I can read yours.
What?
I can't read my mind, but I can read yours.
There you go. There you go. So it's this parasitic relationship that almost becomes, you know, what's the saying when somebody is codependent? It's a codependent relationship. So when I wonder how people in Germany, and again, it's another analogy that I'm really not very, that I get tired of hearing. But I think it's powerful. When I wonder why Hitler got away with what he got away with, this is how it begins. Now I'm not saying
not too bad, but I'm kind of been thinking more along the lines of they're attempting to reverse the cycle from the time of the American War of Independence. Back to basically the death of Christ. What they are doing is they're in essence returning us to serfdom. And you've heard of the World Economic Forum, haven't you?
I have.
You've heard that guy, this is not a conspiracy theory, because the dude wrote a book about it called The Great Reset, How We Will Own Nothing, and we will be happy. We're all going to live in the pods and eat the bugs.
Well, the thing, Matthew, when you talk about conspiracy, and I agree with you, I hear people that have their beliefs that I think, wow, that's really way out. You know, I hear certain things, you know, like this, like, oh, the Hitler and socialism and whatnot, where this was going to happen. And even I myself sometimes get that knee-jerk reaction where I go, oh, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. But it's almost like you've got to see it in an exaggerated form to be aware that we're not, maybe we don't head there. Maybe we all wake up and save ourselves. But what that does is when you're always pointing out the, quote, conspiracy theories or even the crazy talk, I think it wakes up more people in a way. We go, hey, maybe we do need to start reining in our tax dollars. We need to start, you know, not letting government have as much control, or we will end up on that path. What do you think about that?
I think a lot more people are aware and awake than we give them credit for. We see no examples of it because the news media might see it, but they won't show it to us. I had heard over the weekend, and again, I just heard this on Jeff's show this morning. Nobody had any sources, so I have to take somebody's word on this, that during college football games throughout the United States, the old chant of F Joe Biden came out again. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, so the American people aren't dead. And so you hear things like that, and you're like, okay, so maybe I'm not crazy. Maybe other people feel exactly the same way I do. But then you go and listen to what the news media says, and basically the news media says, yes, Matthew, you are crazy. You are the only person who thinks the things you think.
Well, my producer just recorded that, so that way when I don't decide not to bring you on one day, I can say Matthew's crazy. We can play that clip that you're agreeing that you're crazy, but that's all, I'm just joking with you, Matthew.
That's okay.
So
in fact, it would be a good joke.
Well, but here's the thing: I think there's different degrees of the conspiracy / crazy. Identifier or branding, if you will, because what happens is the narratives created by the media are so strong that there's a lot of people that they might feel like, you know, they might feel like they agree with, you know, F Joe Biden, but they go, ooh, you know, they listen to the media just enough. They go, you know, maybe I better not say it. I feel that I'm right and the media is wrong, or I feel that my rights are being infringed on, but if I speak out about it, the media is going to make me crazy. My friends are going to say I'm crazy. And then there's a lot of people that are so brainwashed by what the media is saying that they themselves go, oh, that's all conspiracy talk. That's never going to happen. But there's people like you and me that kind of go, no, this is all very possible if we don't wake up enough people. And that's why I don't really say this too much. I like to just kind of like passively put the information out so people can look at it and decide for themselves. I try to do it in a very non-ideological, non-narrative way because I don't want people to feel either empowered or feel like they're crazy for not waking up and not realizing that the government is definitely trying to grow right now, trying to expand.
So wait, you found that calling people names is not an effective debating tactic? Who knew?
Oh, wow, exactly. You see, Matthew, you caught on to it. You mean like Joe Biden's speech?
Yeah, that was I am very surprised that at that point, his popularity didn't just like plummet to the basement, but then we're counting on the news media to be honest about what his popularity actually is.
I mean,
but the one thing that I would go and my cat turd hat is off to you. Let me take my cat turd hat off. Is you've been concentrating on the voting integrity issue.
Absolutely.
And that is key and critical because if we don't get that part solved, the rest of this is just a game in mental masturbation. And now I have to go to the bathroom. So I will be listening.
All right, Matthew, thank you for sharing that with everybody. And have a great day. We're going to bring on Joseph, how are you doing today?
Well, my brain is working a little bit better, even though I just made 73. One thing I'm starting to realize, maybe everybody needs to tolerate with this idea, particularly a brain like Matthew, because he's got a damn good brain. But there are other people, too, besides Matthew. Here's what I'm starting to realize. Before John F. Kennedy was elected president, it was decided that he was going to be assassinated. Before John F. Kennedy, back in 1963, even stepped foot into the White House, before the election, it was decided that he was the one that was not only going to win, be allowed to win, but that he was going to be assassinated. We have been set up for so long, going back so far, it makes you realize this is the kind of world we're really living in, is that we are so far behind the curve and anticipating the kind of people that we're dealing with that have our future in our hands they have our future in their hands, and the future of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren. We are so in their, under their thumb that I don't know if we could ever think our way out of this. We have to really have enough data ahead of time to understand exactly what is going on.
So, Joseph, talk to me. Before we get too far off subject, why do you think that it was already decided that Kennedy was going to be assassinated?
It occurs to me, because I'll tell you why. And this is what no one really, it's a little small thing, but I think it is related to that drift of a thought, an idea going there. Would Lee Harvey Oswald learn how to speak Russian somewhere in his life that is not accounted for? It's, you know, when he was going to Beauregard Junior High School in the early 60s, I was going to St. Anthony of Padua, a Catholic school, right across the street. Actually, it was the late 50s, I think. But the thing is, I'm starting to realize that time is what you
Joseph,
have to think of.
Joseph,
in terms of
Joseph,
understanding what
Joseph, Joseph, hold that thought, Joseph, and I'm going to bring you back on after the commercial. Okay, Joseph? After the commercial, finish that thought here on WGSO.
The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, September 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, we're back with Joseph. So, Joseph, finish what you were saying there, Joseph.
Well, Here's something else I just remembered. Within a week after President John F. Kennedy was shot in Dallas, I was sitting in the English class at Beauregard Junior High School with Mrs. Dufour, and two FBI agents came to the doorway of the classroom. And they were accompanied by the principal, Mr. Martin. And he said out loud, well, we heard it, Mrs. Dufour, these men are from the government. They wish to talk to you about a former student of yours. Well, and that was Lee Harvey Oswald. So have I seen history? Have I brushed close to it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Particularly from that era and from that event. Oh, yeah. I've been there.
So why is it you feel that it was determined he was to be assassinated before he got elected?
I'm starting to realize, you know, there's this thing in Northern California, I believe it's in the Russian River Valley, called Bohemian Grove. And Bohemian Grove, and then you got that thing up there, Skull and Bones. I would love to have a list of the names of the people that were showing up there back in those days. That's over 50, 60 years ago, something like that. Because you start to realize that this is not all haphazard. You know, it occurred by accident, this kind of stuff. No, it's planned. And the people that plan it are not stupid. You know, they watch their moves. They coordinate, you know. And I'm just starting to realize that it's the real list of names we want to check off and see if there's a corresponding relationship with is really that damn thing called Bohemian Grove. It was there. I'm pretty sure it was operating back in 1963. And it's the Bohemian Grove that knows much more about the subject of the personalities back then. John F. Kennedy.
All right, so Joseph, let's go back to what I want to talk about. Let's go back to the conspiracy theories where I think that a lot of there's conspiracy theories that are really either really conspiracy theories or they're just some truth that has been stretched so much that many people would rather believe it's a conspiracy theory than the truth. And then there are truths that have these narratives created to make them look like conspiracies, so the majority of people will ignore that truth because they think it's a conspiracy theory and not even based on truth. Where do you think we are today, Joseph?
Well, from the Kennedy assassination?
No, just in today's times, today, the things that we're hearing, the things that we're experiencing that's going on politically today, where do you think we are within those conspiracies, those narratives, and such?
The thing that makes me wonder the most about how people's minds are working, we're giving away huge sums of money to Ukraine. And instead of using that wealth to benefit our own people, and point fact there is the flooding tragedy that we're having here in this country, Tennessee, northern Mississippi, whatever, and East Coast, sort of using the wealth of this country for the benefit, security, welfare of the American people, it's going overseas. Now, in any other civilized country, that would cause the people to go out in the streets and revolt. Open revolution. And instead, over here, we're waiting for the next episode of our favorite TV show to come on. So, I mean, obviously we're being kept very dumb, very passive, very stupid, not understanding what's coming up. And because look at it, think about this. In 2034, Social Security will be out of money. There's not going to be any money there to write checks for people who need it to live on.
I thought it was out of money now, and it's just a Ponzi scheme right now where the only reason why it's remained solvent is because we have enough workers in the system to pay into it, to pay the people that are collecting checks.
Well, that definitely tells you why we're not policing the border down there between us and Mexico. We want workers in this country. Eventually they're going to start to pay taxes. They will be paying taxes. And, this country is in, peewee, very bad shape. I can't say the word. But blank, poor shape. And things are not getting any better. They're getting worse. And the 2034 is what I'm really scared about, because that tells you that I really think they're preparing to set up the M60 machine guns by the Pentagon, on steps of the Pentagon and the Capitol, ready to mow the people down if the people ever start to think about how treasonous this government has been in terms of betraying our trust. Because it's the money angle that disturbs me. It's not whether or not that we've lost a lot of weapons in Afghanistan. What is that, $85 billion? $85 billion?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I don't even think about it. Well, you see, I like what you said a minute ago. It gave me another thought. I think that some of this is so that the government and the media uses the narratives, the conspiracy theories, and everything else around it to orchestrate how passive we are made to be so that they can do what they need to do. But Joseph, I want to thank you for the call. I got to cut you off because we've got less than a minute left of the show that I got to close out. And I appreciate you calling in. But everybody else, I want you to think about that. When you're wondering where you get what you deserve from you, what you pay in taxes, when you look around you and you see what's missing, and you get this lonely feeling, or you feel like you're missing something, but you hear the narratives, and maybe the narratives don't jive with how you feel, and the conspiracy theories and the narratives conflict with each other in a way that leaves you with a confused feeling on what the right way is, the truth. Trust your gut feeling, but most of all, work with each other, because if we don't find what we can unite on in our country, we're going to be in big trouble the next few years. And my podcast, William Wallace for America, YouTube, Rumble, especially Rumble. You can find lots of good things on Rumble. William Wallace for America.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trey Bon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining
for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is The John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Biden administration officials will be on the road to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House says President Biden will speak at the Pentagon. First Lady Jill Biden will be going to Shanksville, Pennsylvania to deliver remarks. Vice President Kamala Harris and the Second Gentleman will be in New York City. During Tuesday's COVID-19